Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side. Got a little bit on the wrapper here. And then the fluffy egg and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. I participate in McDonald's.
This is a dirty game, bro. And what I've always said is all is fair in love, war, and challenges, 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 and challenges.
What's really good, Pastors? Welcome to another episode of Love, War, Challenges. I am MTV Malik. He is Tyler Louder. He is Antonio, a.k.a. The Bananas Defender. Sorry, guys. No Becky tonight. She's out sick due to the coronavirus. So we all hope that she gets well soon. Make sure you guys send her cards and best wishes. But let's go ahead and jump into season 25, episode 10, Free Agents.
Not gonna ask how our days are?
Who gives a shit? That's the answer.
There's someone out there that cares.
So the house is worried about Carver because she hasn't come back from injuring her hand.
It's probably a sprain.
I hope she can still compete.
Yeah, absolutely. Deserves it.
Cara Marie has been gone. After the challenge, she did not come back, and she went straight to the hospital.
I don't really care if she stays or not.
All we know.
Less than a week till she'd be best friend.
We're in a fight right now.
Why didn't you apologize?
Why didn't she apologize?
Because she wasn't in the wrong. The way you talked to her. Like, shut the up, Cara. You're annoying and shut up. Now you won't even talk to her?
I'm letting Laurel know that she is condescending, rude, and mean, and she needs to hear from someone else. You know you're wrong, and you don't want to admit it.
You can't just be okay with something in my personality and then all of a sudden not be okay with it. I am who I am.
You can be a little scary.
You guys claim to be best friends. Does that really mean you're going to ruin a friendship and not talk to each other? I mean, it seems kind of petty.
Just because I'm not talking to her right now doesn't mean that I don't care about her. It's not like I have any ill will towards her. I just don't want to talk to her.
Now you're just getting a little bit, like, defensive towards us.
I'm getting defensive because I feel like you're all taking her side.
Yeah. Can I talk? We're not.
No.
We're just kind of... I'm not trying to make you upset.
I feel like I'm getting ganged up on right now. I don't feel like they're even listening. I feel like they have their mind set up and they don't want to hear what I have to say. It upsets me and I don't want to cry in front of three men.
So CT flat out takes Carver's side and represents the boys' opinion on the matter. Do you guys think that the boys are on the right side of this argument, backing up Carver over Laurel? Bananas.
Yeah, I mean, we see, I mean, they were there in the room, so they know the full story. And if they're taking Kara's side, you gotta believe it. From what we saw, Laurel was being a meaner person, but they're both stubborn at the same time. But, like, yes, Laurel should be the one to make the move first.
Oh, I see. You're using the Donald Trump, there's good people on both sides argument. Good for you, Tyler.
I mean, I think all the guys would have stayed neutral, but after what Laurel did in that elimination that Cara was in, where she pretty much just cheers on Jessica the entire time, that kind of put a sour taste in all these guys' mouths, I think. And at this point in their challenge careers, a lot of the guys respect both of them. So whoever's acting more childish is going to get essentially blamed.
All right. So Cora comes back and CT greets her at the door.
Hi.
Yay. You made it. Don't ever do that to me again.
How are you doing?
Fine. I spent all night at the hospital and I am just completely exhausted. I wrapped my sweatshirt around my hand. I'm just trying to hide it. Hi. This is where I like to be again.
Here's your hand.
I have a fracture in my fourth metacarpal, a nice little split. It'll take a month to heal, at least. I really, really want this final so bad.
No, sorry, Cora, that happened to you. You don't deserve it.
I really have a new love of you, Miss Teresa. And if I can't, I hope you do.
The fight between Laurel and Cara has brought Cara and I closer together. I don't think Cara deserves a friend like Laurel at all.
If I have to do this with one hand behind my back, I will.
So, Cara does have a major injury, and she has been through three eliminations. She has been killing it this season. Do you guys think that this season, it's Cara's challenge to lose? Tyler.
I mean, at this point, everything that Cara runs into, she is tackling and taking down. She is competing just as well as Laurel has this entire season. And I don't think it's like she's a front runner, but I think they are a front runner. We know the final is going to have three people in it from each gender. And I think those two have almost like solidified their place.
I mean, Tyler does have a point. I mean, if you look at the remaining females, those two definitely stand out a lot more than anyone else. I mean, when you compare Laurel and Cara to Teresa, Nani, and Devin, they're on two different playing fields. This is an easy win for Cara and Laurel, given Cara has having two hands. But that injury is going to be a big factor in the rest of her game.
Let me ask you, without the injury, say that the final comes down to Cara, Laurel, and Nani. Do you think that Cara can beat Laurel in a final?
It depends on who has Zach when he collapses.
I'm speaking generally, not just like specifically this final, but does Cara have what it takes to beat Laurel in a final?
Theoretically, he's saying Zach makes a final and he potentially might have this happen.
What about you, Tyler?
No, you gave an answer. It wasn't good enough, so here I am. All right, so essentially what I think is that Cara could beat Laurel over any of the other girls in the field. The reason why is because Cara is easier to work with than Laurel. She's not going to yell at her teammate, you know? She might get yelled at, which will just motivate her. And Cara has something that most of these other girls don't, and that's heart. I mean, we saw in that Looper elimination. We saw it in Balls In where she breaks her hand, and now she's not quitting. She's got heart, and this is a turning point for her in her challenge career.
Absolutely. Well said.
Well, I disagree with what Tyler said, in a way. Yes, Laurel might yell at her partners, but Cara can't take getting yelled at by her partners. If she's doing the wrong thing, she'll break down. Whether Laurel, who is a higher chance of Laurel, won't be doing the wrong thing. If you see a team with Laurel and any other guy, there's a good chance they're going to win. But if you see Cara and any other guy, the chances aren't as greater as it would be with Laurel.
See, but not every male challenger resorts to having to scream on their female partner. Remember Mark and...
I'm not saying screaming. I'm just saying Cara's more known to crack under pressure than Laurel is.
But she's also known to perform excellent under pressure too. Yeah, she had her bad moments, but she's also had great moments when the pressure was on.
I'd rather take a consistent Laurel.
I'm sure you would. So, Cara has some thoughts on her fallout with Laurel.
Laurel started crying.
She can f*** herself. She's the biggest bitch ever. The fact that when I went up there and she was the one that had her back turned to me and was cheering for Jess, f*** yourself. I'm great.
Okay, I don't know what's going on. I don't know if you're leaving, okay? And if you're leaving, I don't want you to leave on the terms that I feel that we were on.
Like, what you did, the way you acted was ugly. It hurt me. At any point, you could have said, I am sorry. You still could say I'm sorry, and you have not.
I haven't said I'm sorry because of the things that you did afterwards.
Things I did after. Okay. Obviously, I'm pissed off, and I'm going to lash out. Because the longer you go without talking to me, and the longer you go without apologizing to me, the more it makes me feel like an idiot, and that our friendship was completely invalid in the first place. So honestly, Laurel, I'm done with you. Honestly, I'm done.
It's not over one little incident. It's over a multitude of things that have finally added up. I don't understand why she just won't say I'm sorry.
Our friendship is over. Laurel,
you're not even gonna want...
Because, Laurel, you're not a friend. The way you've treated me and the way that you just sat down and talked to me, the first things you should have said was I'm sorry. You did not.
Like, you... Up. What is wrong with you?
All you wanted to do was sit down and say, are you okay? You said it. I'm okay, but I'm done.
I wish you would come back and sit down. Cara Maria and I are very similar people, and over the years, her and I have become sisters, and so
this is probably what it feels like to be sisters. I don't know. I never thought that, like, our friendship would be over.
So Cara's defensive, Laurel's sorry, and Cara ends the friendship between her and Laurel. Is this the right thing for Cara to do? Or is this something she's going to regret in the future? Bananas.
It's the right thing to do. Especially this point in the game, you don't want any distractions. You just want to play your own game, move forward, and do what's best for yourself. And even though it creates an enemy with Laurel, you have to move on. You have to clear your mind and focus on you.
Let's go ahead and move into the daily. The first thing TJ does, he addresses the elephant in the room.
All right, guys, welcome to your 10th challenge here on Free Agents. First order of business, Cara Maria, you have been absolutely killing it. Every challenge, every elimination, just going off, sending girls home right and left, but I understand that you had an injury.
I can totally run, solve puzzles, anything.
Okay, well, we took it to the challenge doctor.
I've seen this before. You show up, you're in your uniform, and then TJ says, sorry, you have to go home. Please, I don't want to go home. I'm here to compete, and I want this so bad.
And he said, if you think that you can do it, and you want to take full responsibility for your injury, it's up to you.
I didn't come this far to walk away now, Teach.
Hell yeah.
I'm here.
Do you want to continue?
Yes.
I don't care what $125,000 is, I'm taking my ass home. It's broken. It's gonna cost me that much just to fix it.
Good job. I like it.
The fact that she is willing to stay in the game and compete with a broken hand, it's a really impressive statement of, you know, the amount of heart that girl has.
Oh, thank God. There's no way I'm going home. If I have to compete with my hand tied up behind my head, then I will do it.
He lets Cara take full responsibility, and he lets her continue. Now, Cara has a pretty banged up hand, and if your hand isn't working in one of these dailies or one of these challenges, that's going to severely limit you. Do you think Cara should have cut bait and just went home instead of trying to compete with a broken hand?
No, I mean, this is like what I was talking about earlier, is this is just kind of showing who she used to be to who she's turning into now, you know? This is a completely different Cara, one that I feel like if this would have happened on Cutthroat, probably would have quit. Probably would have went home. But she's got this confidence about her now. She believes in herself. And I think she's ready to prove other people wrong, which she's still strong. Here, she's still stronger than Devin with one hand.
I don't think her confidence plays a factor in this. I think it's this season is one of the best chances she'll ever have. I feel like what Tyler said, she is possibly better than Devin with one hand. Nani and Teresa aren't as great as they will become. And Cara is easily top two, top three, even with one broken hand right now. So if I'm Cara in her head, with one hand, I can easily make money right now. All I gotta do is stay out of eliminations and ride till the end.
The thing about it is, it does take a lot of heart to compete with an injury. I don't think she should have stayed in. Because once you got an injury, we all know, if you're playing this game, and once everybody knows that you have an injury, or if you're hurt, even if you're sore, once the cast knows that you're injured, you immediately become marked. We've seen it happen for years to come. Oh man, I don't know, my shoulder hurts. I don't know, my leg is feeling kind of funny. If other people know that you're hurt, you're going to go in. I think that the negative outweighs the positive, but maybe it's something she just had to do for herself. Either way, it's definitely commendable. So that was dope. Today's daily is going to be pairs, and it's going to be called...
We'll do it.
All right. Today, you guys are playing crossover. This challenge is going to be played in guy-girl pairs. As you can see, we are standing next to a beautiful lagoon with a giant sandbar across the water. That sandbar has treasure chests with puzzle pieces in them. When I say go, you're going to try and get across this water as fast as you can. With a kick, swim, wade, whatever you got to do to make it across to that sandbar. Once you get to the other side, one of you guys is going to dig up that chest. That chest contains your puzzle pieces. So you bring those pieces back across and put them on your puzzle. You then have to go back and find the second chest, only this time your partner has to dig them up. And once you bring the contents of that second treasure chest back, you and your partner are going to solve that puzzle as fast as possible. The team that puts their puzzle together the fastest will win today's challenge, be safe from elimination, and also be choosing one guy and one girl to send into the elimination round. The draw is going to be made up of the two last place teams. And the only way to stay safe in this game is to win.
We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Love War Challenges. What's good?
How's it going? This is Derek. Derek Kaczynski.
So this is Pauly, and you're listening to Love War Challenges.
What up, Malik? This is Cara Maria. This is a shout out to the Love War and Challenges podcast. You're totally awesome.
Love War Challenges. For anyone listening to this, they're at LWC Podcast.
World's most dangerous podcast.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take two tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.
At T-Mobile, we believe in putting people first by treating them right. So we're upping the benefits without upping the price. Introducing Magenta Max, now with unlimited premium data that can't slow down based on how much smartphone data you use. Plus, get Netflix on us. Right now, pay zero cost to switch. And bring your phone. We'll pay it off up to $650. Only at T-Mobile.
Activate up to 4K or video streams at 480p. Up to 40 gigs high-speed tethering. $650 via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Simmons support charges waived. Receive Netflix standard with two lines.
So, this daily looks tough as shit. And now, Cara is going to have to sandbag a guy with being her partner. And CT steps up to the plate.
In this game is to win. All right, so let's pick captains. We'll start with the girls. All right, Cara.
I'm going to give this 150 million percent, but I don't want to screw you over.
Take me now. Take me. Shut up.
Can we keep it Boston, please?
Shut up. I'll take Cara Maria any day with a broken hand over any of these girls.
All right. So how does CT volunteering himself to be Cara's partner make you feel, Tyler?
This makes me feel good. I mean, they talk about how like they're each other's number ones all the time. And I feel like The Challenge is one of those shows, one of those reality competitions where people can like step away from their word at any moment. And he doesn't. And I appreciate it. I literally do appreciate it. It's a good moment.
Yeah, I think it was definitely a good confidence boost to give to Cara, because especially with someone in injury, no one really wants to volunteer to be their partner. But when ZT does it, I think it like lights a fire on the Cara, trying to, now she has to prove herself, like, oh, now I have to try my best in order to make a number one win, because if we lose, you know, it's the draw, or you don't think you voted in. But I did enjoy the moment. It was nice to see Team Boston reconnect and stuff like that.
I absolutely loved this moment. CT knew it was going to be a difficult ride. There was times where he panicked, but he definitely came through. He held it down. And I feel like that's a moment that's outside of just the game. I feel like that was a real human moment. And sometimes with reality TV, moments like that, you know, it's easy to get lost. It was one of my most favorite moments from this season. And this season is full of a lot of wonderful moments. So let's get into this daily.
I think I should probably dig first because I'll be the freshest at that point.
Okay. Kara's got too much heart. A couple broken fingers aren't gonna stop her from finishing this challenge.
Oh, it's mucky. It is mucky.
Your feet sink in, like 2 or 3 feet. It feels like you're like something's gonna come up and just like sucker on your leg.
Bananas and I need to pick up the pace and get this puzzle done because we cannot lose this challenge.
Yeah, triangle, big one, little guy.
Damn, I did one of these in second grade.
We have two squares.
Two squares. Well, not anymore. Johnny and I are working well together on this puzzle. We're communicating well, we're trying all avenues, and we're staying focused. Got it!
Please, 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 please! Please!
You guys are good?
Yeah! I hear the last thing you ever want to hear. Bananas celebrating.
Somehow, some way, Nani and I, the two most unlikely puzzle people on the planet, managed to solve this, and neither one of us can believe this just happened.
I just broke my puzzle curse!
All right, so that daily was long, it was hard, it was dirty, it was wet, and you needed to use a puzzle. We usually don't see a lot of dailies that go this long. Did any of these moments really stand out to you? And what was your favorite moments? And what was the moments that you didn't like that much? Antonio.
Well, from what I recall, I believed he was the only male dude the first time. And he was, you know, they finished first. I think that was probably one of the best strategies to go into it.
Well, my favorite moment is how Bananas and Nani caught up. I mean, the puzzle is always going to be the great equalizer. And that's where they made up their ground and was able to eke out this win.
Yeah, I enjoyed every aspect of this daily. I think it took everything that we want out of it, you know, strength, endurance, mental. I would tweak it a little bit. I thought that there was an aspect that they could have improved on that would have made it even better. However, I think that, yeah, everything else was awesome. Having both people having to dig instead of just letting one person dig, I think that was a great addition to it.
So what would you tweak?
Oh, so what I would have changed is once they got all their bags across, each individual person had their own puzzle. Instead of finishing a puzzle as a pair, from that point on, it's the first two male and female to finish are safe. And that's what I would have done.
Yeah, for a free agent season, I can see that going through.
Because essentially, Nani didn't do anything but stand there. Kara didn't do anything but stand there. Zach and Teresa probably worked together. And Leroy and Laurel were pretty close to finishing it. But, I mean, if you did it that way, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if Bananas and Teresa were first.
Possibly.
So Nani is in full gloat mode, and Johnny Riley is not here for it at all.
What a challenge, guys. What a challenge.
Oh, Nani. You deserve every drink you got tonight.
Nani's killing it right now.
She's just catching breaks.
She is, but this is the time to catch them. You can't get mad at her for that.
Completely mind me that someone like Nani, like she gets to determine you and Kara's fate. Talk about kicking a dog when it's down.
Like if I were to say something to Bananas and be like, vote Kara Marie in, that'd just be a move.
Yeah.
I don't want that on my conscience.
Yeah.
It's just really frustrating that I'm even in this position right now. I'm feeling a little tense and definitely nervous that I might be going into elimination.
That's such a vote.
Yeah, so I'm just like, I did not want to have to feel this way today. You know what I mean?
I'm hanging on by the grace of God.
Teresa doesn't want to feel guilty by campaigning for Kara, and Johnny Riley might be a bit of a sourpuss, but should Teresa feel guilty for still wanting that injured Kara to go into elimination today?
Absolutely not. It's a free agents game. It's literally Teresa or Kara. Teresa's not going to say, vote me in. Yeah, and I don't think Teresa said anything bad, really. I think Teresa's going to do what's best for her game. Kara's going to do what she thinks best for her game, and that's it.
No, I mean, I support Teresa on this. I think maybe not campaign for yourself to not go in. You know, don't dog on her. Just let it be. But I don't have any, you know, bad feelings about her wanting Kara to go in instead of her. It is an individual game. You're playing for yourself. You know, you gotta do what you got to do. Well, you know, one thing we didn't talk about is the mistake that CT and Kara actually made in the daily. We didn't talk about it.
Honestly, I was going to bring that up.
It was major because they're going into this towards the end and they decided to finish their puzzle. Well, the first, second, and third place to finish can be voted in, and fourth and fifth go into the draw. I think the draw would have been a better bet if you're Kara NCT.
Very interesting. I didn't even think of that.
Especially once Kara said, like, oh, shit, she's hearing Banana's voice. I think that should be like, that should be a trigger in her mind. Be like, oh, he hate, like, we're not on good terms. He's going to screw me over and put me in. Why the fuck would I want to come in second place, third place?
Well, you know, usually in the moment, you're competing. You're not really thinking about toss. The only time you really think about tossing a challenge is way before, is like the day before the challenge is. Hey, we need to get this person out. We got people on the other team who's going to vote him in. You don't really think about tossing the challenge in the middle of it. You're just trying to finish. You're trying to compete and get the best time. I'm pretty sure at that time, they still thought that they might even be able to pull out a victory here.
I mean, but you could argue that, what if Leroy was sabotaging Laurel? Every time she was getting pieces correct, he'd kind of move stuff and shift it because he wanted to be in the draw because he knew, you know? I don't know. Maybe.
No, I think Leroy, this was Leroy's one to win. At least come in second. Once he heard Bananas won, I can't hear him cheering. That's when you realize, all right, let me come in second and third. I know I'm safe because my boy is not going to put me in.
Well, that, hang on a second. You're saying that's what you would think, and that's what he should think. But Leroy was set in stone saying, I want the draw every time. I don't know if Leroy...
No, not this episode, though.
I'm just saying that's his strategy. I don't know if Leroy, on the fly, can change that and not put himself in the draw. Just saying. But it was just some food for thought on Kara NCT. So, but we can continue with nominations.
So the challengers head out for dinner. And Kara sees Teresa kissing Nani's ass.
My friend.
It just sucks that we couldn't figure out a puzzle, though. Do you know how depressing it is? And my head was like, oh, I'm hopeless.
Teresa's getting cuddly with Nani. Good gameplay. After the show that she put on for me this morning when I came back, and now I'm seeing her kissing the right asses. I'm just frustrated.
Laurel likes people that don't question her, and as soon as Kara started thinking for herself,
it's a friendship. Like, you
know,
that's
how we are all feeling. Like, yeah, don't lose a friendship over nothing.
I feel so bad for Kara right now. As much as I don't want to go into elimination, I don't want to say, hey, vote in Kara. What more do you want to do to this girl? Like, just leave her be.
Come on, man.
Everyone's just so two-faced, it's insane.
What does she have to gain to get rid of somebody who's crippled? Wouldn't you rather keep me around now that I'm handicapped?
If there is a snake in the grass, it's Teresa. This girl will do whatever it takes for her to stay in the game. It's disgusting to me.
All right, so Kara isn't really feeling Teresa's politics. Now CT decides to share his thoughts on Kara Maria.
No, I don't know what Bananas is gonna do. I'm kind of killing myself because, like, I told myself I wouldn't play this game emotionally anymore. Yeah. Well, and I could have easily said no to Kara, and then I would have been on Laura's team.
Yeah.
That would have been strategically the better play, but damn, I don't know, man. Like, I just feel for that girl, man. Like, Kara, I just kind of feel like I let it down, but that girl needs a break, man. That girl needs a break.
So back at the house, Kara Maria is icing her hand, and her and Laurel are still not speaking at all.
Kara Maria has made it clear that our friendship is over, but I'm not this monster, you know? Like, I do have a heart. Kara Maria might go home tonight, and I don't know what I want to say. So I don't know what's going to happen, really, at all. We'll see.
Laurel is in tears, and she's hurt. And it looks like she's starting to regret how things are shaking between her and Kara Maria. Now, at the winner's table, Nani and Bananas begin to talk shop.
This is when my emotions kick in, and it's like, it's hard for me to decide which one out of the two girls that I want to go in. They're both really good, and I like the both of them, but Kara is strong, probably the strongest girl here.
So why would you want that in the final?
That's what I'm saying. She injured her hand, like, I feel bad saying her name and voting her in again, but at the same time, this is a game and she chose to be here.
I know I'm gonna come out looking like the monster here, like I'm putting in the wounded dog to fight another day when she really doesn't have that great of a shot. But if she's gonna ignore her broken hand, then why shouldn't I?
The winners are in a tough situation and Bananas doesn't want to come out looking like a monster and Nani still feels bad. Should the winners even consider Kara Maria's hand injury? Or is it fair game for them? we already know how it is with Teresa. Teresa doesn't want to go in, so it's fair game for her. But the winners have a chance at influencing this game. Should they take this time to give Carl Maria a break that's not in her hand? Or is she on the table, on the menu, just like everybody else? Tyler.
Yes and no. I'm going to give both answers. If you're Johnny Bananas, yes, she should be on the table. Because if you have to partner up with her on a climbing challenge, let's say, or a rowing challenge, or something swimming, she's not going to be able to do as well in a final. It's going to hurt you. No, she shouldn't be on the table for Nani, because this is Nani's best chance to beat Kara in a final, is with a broken arm. So, a broken hand. So, like, both sides are valid. Bananas doesn't want her there because it'll hurt his game. Nani wants her there because it will help her game. And Nani's emotional. And
Antonio?
And, sorry, one more thing. And Bananas has no emotions. Continue.
All right, asshole.
That's not mean.
No, but you said it perfectly. Bananas does... Why would Bananas want Kara there to begin with? One, Kara said his name already, and two, Kara can only bring him down because if they're paired up anywhere in the future, he's going to get fucked. Nani has the advantage because that's one less girl to worry about, hopefully. But I think, though, even though for Nani, she should still be on the table because we all know what Kara is capable of, and she's still a good competitor. And she wants to play with a broken hand herself, so you can't make that an excuse, you know? You want to play, you gotta deal with it.
Yeah, but I mean, if you can get out a guaranteed healthy competitor versus maybe an injured competitor, wouldn't you try and get out that 100% healthy? I mean, doesn't that make sense?
What I'm trying to say is that, yes, Nani should go after Kara, but not yet. You should be going after Kara, like, right before the final, not...
This is right before the final.
No, I meant like the one right before the final. Because at a final, anything could happen. It could be just eating, it could be just running, and you can do both with just one hand.
True.
Right, keep her as a buffer.
Get rid of her right before the final, and then there you go.
But that does make sense, though. Keep her one more round. You can beat her in the daily like you did this week, and then get rid of her.
Yeah.
That makes sense 100%, and that's the route they probably should go, in my opinion. But...
For Nani.
Well, even for Bananas, he can still get rid of her next week. Realistically, he still could.
We'll be back in a moment. You're listening to Love War Challenges. What's good?
How's it going? This is Derek. Derek Kaczynski.
So this is Pauly, and you're listening to Love War Challenges.
What up, Malik? This is Cara Maria. This is a shout-out to the Love War and Challenges podcast. You're totally awesome.
Love War Challenges. For anyone listening to this, they're at LWC Podcast.
World's most dangerous podcast.
The internet has changed a lot in 25 years, but that's the last time comprehensive internet regulations were passed. Learn more about why Facebook wants updated internet regulations at about.fb.com/regulations.
For all you foodies out there, I'm unwrapping a McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel. Ooh, look at this steak. And the juice running down the side, got a little bit on the wrapper here. Mmm. And then the fluffy egg... and real cheese folded over the side, looking just so good. Grilled onions and a butter bagel too. Thumbs up for McDonald's steak, egg, and cheese bagel for breakfast. Love it. Ba-ba-ba-ba. I participate in McDonald's.
So, the winners decide to pull CT to the side.
Think about it. That's why I'm almost wondering if we should at least then pull CT aside. But listen, dude.
Yeah, I think we should.
Between you and Zach, why should we throw him in as opposed to you?
Well, I think no matter what, he's just gonna come for you anyway. I'm not gonna sit here and bash him.
Bananas takes me over to what looks like a job interview. It's a joke. He wants to see me squirm or something. He's not gonna get that.
I've never said any one of your names. Don't say my name, I won't say yours.
But I think the way I see it is, I've gone in twice. Me and you have put in the most time on these challenges. Obviously, neither one of us need to earn any sort of stripes. But dude, it's been a while, man, since you've been in.
You want to poke a stick at the angry bear, go ahead. Like, that's not my bag. We are playing a game.
I am scared shitless at this point. Like, I don't want CT to come back and have it out for me and Bananas. If he does, we're screwed.
I'm assuming you're picking her too, right?
CT decides to stay with his don't say my name strategy. He gives up nothing. and Nani is left more scared than he is. In this situation, did CT pick the right strategy? CT is kind of a new age Landon. He's not known for cutting a lot of deals or making a lot of alliances. Usually it's just, don't say my name and I won't say yours. Keep my name out of your mouth and I won't come for you. Is this the way that CT should have played it, or is there something else that he could have done to make his game better?
For Nani, yeah, because intimidation works, but him trying to intimidate Bananas just kind of furthers Bananas' point on going for him. Because you're such an intimidating force, you just beat me in a final a couple months ago. Like, you haven't been in elimination yet this season. I think Bananas is just in his reasoning on wanting to target him.
I would agree. Antonio?
Yeah, I agree. I mean, especially, I feel like I won't say your name if you don't say mine is such like the weakest offer you can give someone. Why not say guarantee like, oh, we can work together. There's only five other guys left. So CT is really only close with Zach, I would say, out of the guys that are left. And Zach is close with Johnny Riley. So if I'm CT, let me be close with Bananas just for this one season, if anything. He's your number one, and that's it. But CT decided to play the middle game, kind of. Play the dominant. I'm CT, you know who I am, you know what I'm capable of. Right his ego, and, you know, this time it didn't work for him.
All right. Let's go ahead and jump into nominations.
I've got so much going on in my head right now. I've lost a best friend, and I'm past my breaking point. I'm just very overwhelmed.
We sit down at nominations, and Kara is crying. This decision is getting harder and harder, and I don't know if I can vote in Kara.
So, Kara is in her head, and Nani wants to change her vote. She doesn't want to go after Kara, but Bananas deads that shit. Now, TJ enters for the vote.
What's up, guys? All right, well, as you guys know, Bananas and Nani won the last challenge, so you guys did a great job. You guys had to choose one guy and one girl who are not already taking part in the draw to send into the elimination round. So why don't you start us off, Nani? Give us a guy's name.
So my vote is for UCT. All
right, Bananas.
I've gone in twice, did what I had to do, I've earned my spot, and sometimes we gotta get dirty and remind them why we're here, so my vote's gonna be for CT.
All right, CT, come on up.
Give me a break. You know, I'm the biggest competition you have in the final, and you'll do anything you can to get rid of me. I mean, that's it.
Let's see if the old man still has some juice left.
Huh? I haven't seen you in elimination, little guy. Yeah, man. All right. Girl's name, Bananas.
I feel like my relationship with Kara has changed a lot, kind of mended whatever issues we had in the past. However, my name has come out of her mouth in this game. My vote is for Kara Maria.
Wow.
Honestly, what did I expect? Every good thing I've ever said about you, Johnny, I take it back. I should have known better.
All right, Nani, feel the same?
I know everybody keeps telling me not to play with my emotions, but this decision is very emotional. I have two girls that deserve to be here. One of them has literally fought their way to make it this far in this game. Probably should vote for her, but I'm not voting for you, Kara. I'm voting for you, Teresa.
I just can't do it. I can't be the ass to send this girl into an elimination with an injured hand.
Okay, so there's a tie, so we'll try this again. Your vote is for Teresa. Nani?
I backed Bananas in his vote for CT, so Bananas needs to back my decision and vote for Teresa.
And Bananas, do you change your vote?
No, my vote's staying.
We're gonna try this one more time. Bananas, Nani, if you can't come to a decision, CT's gonna sit down and both of you guys are gonna come in here. You guys are gonna be in the elimination round.
TJ basically drops a bomb on us. This definitely adds a whole new twist to an already twisted game.
So, Nani, we'll start with you. Go ahead, what's your vote?
I'm sorry, Kara, but I'm about to vote for you.
So you're voting for Kara? And Bananas?
My vote's not changing, sticking with Kara.
All right, Kara, come on up.
Thanks, Bananas. Thanks for having my back.
See what's up, right?
Say it.
I don't politic, you know? That's what happens when you don't campaign for votes, you know?
I didn't campaign for anything. You know that's not true. That's not true.
You kissed Nani's ass all night.
You are full of
right.
You are full of
everybody else saw it, Teresa.
So do you want me to volunteer right now?
No! I don't! But you're like, you don't deserve this car. You've worked your ass off. You deserve to be here so much.
I do too. I do too.
I can't believe my eyes right now. Like, are you serious?
You're going to the next challenge, so good for you. And I'm going to keep fighting like I do every single
season. Okay, and I will come back and fight too, Kara.
Okay, all right, cool. Can you guys do this when I'm not here, please?
So, Nani buckled and she voted for Cara Maria. She didn't want to, but Johnny forced her. How do you guys feel about the way that this nomination played out? I mean, it was very theatrical and a little bit devastating seeing that Cara is going to get her ticket punched. How did this make you feel, Tyler?
I was very upset because I thought it was so disrespectful on the fact that Bananas got who he wanted for the guys, and then for the girls, he's not going to give Nani who she wants. I thought it was a total power trip. I think it kind of solidifies who he is as a competitor in the game, where it's his way and that's it, which I think works for him sometimes, but can also hinder him with, you know, new people coming into the challenge. And I didn't like how this whole thing went. If Nani wanted to vote for somebody, he should have followed suit the same way she did, because she could have switched it up and voted for Zach and screwed him over. But he knew that if they didn't vote for her, she'll eventually crack because Nani doesn't want to go into elimination.
I think Bananas did what he had to do. I mean, before going into the nominations, they both agreed they were voting Kara. Nani decided to change last minute because she saw Kara cry. She's playing the game based on emotions. All Bananas said was like, don't play it on emotions. She could be fooling you. She wants to make it to the final. She's going to do whatever she wants to do to get into your head to get what she wants. So Bananas made the right move. The challenge isn't a game you make on emotions. By guiding Nani in the right direction, well...
Oh, shit. Guiding Nani in the right direction.
That's a nice way to say, like, guy with a history of strong-arming women verbally. Guide
right? Jesus Christ. Listen, first off, a woman's prerogative is the right to change her mind. That's one. Tyler said it best. Bananas got who he wanted in the males. Nani should have got who she wanted in the females. But the biggest beef that I have in all of this is, like, that kind of behavior is expected from Johnny Bananas. I wish Nani would have had a little bit more backbone. Let's take a look back when Zach was teamed up with Amanda and Final Reckoning. He said, I'm not voting for Tony Bananas. Amanda's just like, well, I'm not changing my vote. He said, fuck it, we're going in. Takes off his jacket. That was a badass moment. That's a badass moment that doesn't get the amount of respect that it should. He said, I want this vote. I'm not going to change my mind, and I'm willing to go into elimination to back it up.
Did they win or lose that elimination?
They did. It didn't work out in their favor. But I tell you what, if Tony was ever in a situation like that where he could come save Zach, I would like to think that Tony would step up if he had to, if Zach was willing to allow it. Backing it up in eliminations buys you so much more currency than anything else. Somebody knows that you are willing to go into elimination and fuck you up in it. That is just as strong as anything else. If Nani could have put a foot down. Hey, Johnny, I made my vote. This is what I want. You got who you want in the guys. If you don't want to change your vote, go pack your bags and let's get ready to go into elimination. She could have put a foot down, but the fear of going into elimination got to her. I think that would have been a career-defining moment if Nani would have stepped up and forced this vote the way she wanted it to, because I truly believe Bananas would have buckled.
Honestly, though, I think whoever TJ called on first would have changed their vote. It just so happened to be Nani. I think if TJ says, if you guys don't decide, you're going to the nation, if he calls on Bananas first, I think Bananas changes his vote.
That's not happening.
I don't know, he has a reputation of being like a very strong, like determined man, and I just don't think that he ever would steer off of his own path.
They have done this before. They've done this for years. If you go back to the ruins, the island, specifically the ruins, where they're just like, oh, the guys can pick whoever they want, but the girls can only take out whoever we say. This is not nothing new. We've been seeing this. I'm not even the least bit surprised. I'm kind of surprised that Nani is surprised that it's working out this way. This is a pattern of behavior.
Yeah, and that's something that, I mean, like, it's not like I want to talk about it because obviously it's wrong, but there's been numerous times throughout the challenge history where the men have taken over and just kind of treated the women like they're disposable, which kind of makes it like ironic that everybody views Kara's cult as a villainous group because they're just lashing out back on everything guys have been doing for the past 30 seasons.
The way things was done, it was standard operating procedure. Get rid of as many girls as possible if you want to win. I mean, it wasn't until the duel to Cutthroat where that stopped being the main thing to do. The main thing for years, especially in the earlier Gauntlets and the Infernos, it was always get rid of the girls. Get rid of the girls. They played this for so long. But let's go ahead. That is a whole conversation in itself.
And actually, you sparked up something else that I think we should do for our YouTube show, and that's loyalty. Like, the random acts of loyalty that don't actually get talked about, like Zach sacrificing himself. These are things that we need to bring up more, and yeah.
You know what? That is by far and always will be my favorite Zach moment. Zach just said, fuck it, I don't want my friend to go in.
Make it a what-if episode. That. What if Zach and Amanda don't volunteer?
Ooh. I actually, it's on the list.
That's not even a bad question at all.
I think it's on the list.
You go, Antonio.
Woohoo.
But now, let's go ahead and move into eliminations.
All right, with the rest of the losing teams, please come down here. You guys are taking part in the draw. That's Devin, Johnny, Laurel, and Leroy.
I'm not nervous at all. I'm gonna flip the card over and I'm just gonna be able to walk back up on the bridge.
That's the kill card, Leroy.
Oh my God.
Clammy.
Devin, come on down. 50-50 chance.
Haven't been in an elimination round, thank God, because I probably wouldn't be here if I had. And I'm hoping this luck continues.
The reality is setting in. Everything else is blacked out.
Home's not an option. I'm going to that final.
Laurel versus Cara Maria. Dun, dun, dun.
That card is blank. Go ahead and rejoin the group, which means you're coming down here, Laurel. Go ahead and flip that card. You're going against Cara Maria.
So, Leroy draws the kill card. He's been here before, and now he's going to have to go against a beast in CT. And Johnny Riley has the biggest shit-eating grin I've ever seen in my life. I swear to God, that kid is the luckiest motherfucker I've ever seen in my whole entire life. Now it's time for the girls. It's going to be Laurel versus Cara Maria. I mean, I've been saying it all season that Free Agents is the perfect season. And the way that this shit lines up with an injured Cara Maria going against the She-Hulk, that is Laurel, in the elimination right before the finals. I mean, you can't write this shit any better. Sometimes truth is stranger than fiction. But you guys are going to have to wait until next week to see how that turns out. That is going to conclude episode 10, season 25 of the challenge Free Agents. One hell of an episode, guys.
Yeah, it was good. I feel like this episode, this season itself is definitely one like a new viewer should watch, because like this is like the one of the best seasons. You get all the good drama you have, and basically just all the eliminations have a story behind it all. Like, no elimination, it was just like thrown in there and it's like made no sense.
Oh, this is definitely a topic on one of our top 10s is best challenge seasons. Don't just wait for it. We're going to help all the fans out on where to start and go back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I think it's a shame we didn't get the elimination, but there was plenty of drama and we had a banger of a daily that ran long. So this is definitely a cliffhanger I can understand. So this cliffhanger doesn't really piss me off, kind of like how they were doing in the Dirty 30 Vendettas days.
Yeah.
So
I think this season could have had two cliffhangers, with this one being one and Bananas versus Jordan being the other. I think those are the only two.
That wasn't necessary.
No, I'm saying if they would have had to pick two, those would be it. But I wouldn't see any more than two cliffhangers this season. Because cliffhangers get worn out. If you do it more than once, twice max, it gets overused.
I mean, if you're doing 20-something episodes in a season, I could see two or three. But you're right. One or two cliffhangers, and that's about it.
A little quiz for you. What was CT's last elimination before this one?
CT's last elimination before this one? Oh, man. Hang on.
Battle of the Sexes or Rivals?
No. See, on Rivals 2, they didn't go into elimination. On Battle of the Exes, they didn't go into elimination. So would it be Rivals against Johnny and Tyler?
Correct.
Yeah.
Good job.
Nice. There you go. Woo!
I just got done taking an exam, man. My mind is just ready.
So how many seasons does it go? Is that like 3 or 4?
That would longer. That would be 3. Well, Bob, this is 4 seasons after. So it's like 3.5.
But CT playing, though, it's like...
3. Because he played 2 seasons in between that.
You know what? One of the dopest things about this episode is during the closing credits, they play a game of the last time CT was in elimination.
Gentlemen, in honor of CT going back into elimination, we're going to play a little game called
Last Time CT Was in Elimination.
Last time CT was in elimination, the OJ Simpson trial was on TV.
Last time CT was in elimination, I've learned how to walk.
Last time CT was in elimination, I was still playing with Pogs.
Last time CT was in elimination, Devin's for real.
Last time CT was in elimination was the same year we landed on the moon!
All right, guys, one hell of an episode. Thank you so much for sticking with us. Make sure you tune in next week as we wrap up the Laurel versus Kara saga. Make sure you visit shop.lwcpodcast.com for all of your Love War challenges, the hit list, and general challenge gear. Bananas, close us out.
Another great episode, Podsters. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you stay updated by following us on Twitter and Instagram at LWC Podcast. Join us up on Facebook at facebook.com/lovewarchallenges. Join our discussions on Reddit under the challenge subreddit at LWC Podcast. Also, check out our website, lwcpodcast.com. Make sure while you listen to us on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, iHeartRadio, and YouTube, give us 5 stars. Give us a great review, and most importantly, make sure you subscribe. Have a great day, Podstars. Peace.
Want cash. You want to get stuff done. So what do? You buy 5-Hour Energy, of course. You upload the receipt to 5hewin.com, then find out if you instantly won $10, $100, or even $1,000. Then you drink that 5-Hour Energy and cut through your to-do list like a hot knife through butter. 5-Hour Energy, the official sponsor of Getting Stuff Done. No purchase necessary. Must be 18 and a legal resident of the U.S. Ends June 30th, 2021. For rules, visit 5hewin.com/rules. Void where prohibited. Message and data rates may apply.
Introducing touch-free payments from PayPal, a safe way for your customers to pay. Simply download the PayPal app and display your own unique QR code for your customers to scan. Whether you're a market seller,
I'll take 2 tomatoes and a cucumber,
poodle pamperer, piano tuner, or plumber, signing up to accept touch-free payments for your business is easy. Touch-free QR code payments. Shop safe with PayPal.